I sling a shot of whiskey to my right, a triple espresso to my left, smiling as the glass glides across the dark wood of the bar. "Enjoy, guys!" I yell over the pounding bass of AC/DC's Highway to Hell. The speakers mounted on the walls around the dingy room on at full blast. "Thanks, Jin!" one of them shouts. I wave him off, pocketing the tip he left behind. I bob my head to the music, enjoying the groove I'm in behind the bar. Uncap, pop, shake, pour. Slam the drink on the scarred wooden surface and collect their money. Easy. Just like I like it. I've had enough of chasing after people to last more than a few lifetimes. And the controlled chaos that is a building full of human, supernatural, and magical beings is just what I need to keep me from losing my mind between enforcing warrants with my partner Capriel. And for a Thursday night, I can't complain. We're fucking slammed at Karmakazi's. Karmakazi's has been my home since I left the Wild Hunt. Or, well, the apartment above the bar is, anyways. The bar itself is a hole in the wall off the highway. A blinking red sign out front with a few busted letters. The only indication that there's life this far out of the city. That and the full parking lot. Every once in a while my boss needs someone to fill in. I tend the bar for a night. "Jinx, help a brother out!" Capriel shouts from the other end of the bar, holding up his empty beer bottle. He's one of the only ones I let get away with using my full name these days. And mostly it's because I got tired of the silly slap fights that would ensue as we argued over it. "One sec!" I give a customer change, dance around the other bartender, and make my way down to him. Every seat in the house, from the bar stools to the booths in the back, to the high-top tables lining the dance floor, is full. Standing room only. He's lucky that I'm able to get to him at all in the next 5 minutes, let alone the next 5 hours. Capriel is a big dude, 6'5", built like a brick house and covered in tattoos. He keeps his black hair cropped short, but refuses to shave off his beard completely. It leaves him looking a bit like a Viking berserker. The only thing missing is a battle axe and a shield to complete the ensemble. I uncap another bottle of beer and push it across the counter to him, but he holds up a second finger, glancing over his shoulder at a petite blonde smiling coyly at him.
One more, Jinx.
He uses my last name, as per his usual when he's not trying to get my attention in a crowded room. You know she was here last weekend, smiling that same grin at another guy, right?